Welcome to Fyomi Ushami, Shir Response to Elui Nishmas from Moshe Hauer. We're holding in Yumo Daf Lamites in the Art Scroll Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi in the middle of Alach Avov. We're starting Daf Lamet Chesam with base in the last line. So in the middle of a sugyo, the Gemara discusses is Shiraim. Shiraim means the leftover blood. That the Mishnah told us that you put it on Mizbeach Achitz, on the outside Mizbeach, on the Yesod, on the base. Is it me'akev or not me'akev? Is it something which is required in Yom Kippurim? And if you're missing out, you need to do it again. So the Gemara brings a braiso. The braiso speaks about, how do we know that the zrika by the oilo needs to be in a corner that has below it a yesod? Because around the Mizbeach, there's the base. The base doesn't surround the entire Mizbeach. It surrounds only a little more than half. I need to put the oilo on a corner that has beneath it a yesod. How do we know that? It says the Gemara brings a brisa. Tani Omer Abishmol says, now with the flametessim with Daf on top, Ma'im Shiyore Chatos, Sheino Mechapim, the Shiyorim, the Shiraim, the leftover of Chatos. They're not Mechapir. Nisonim Ala Yisoy, you have to put it on the Yisoy, on the base. Tchilas Oilo Shem Mechapires, the beginning of Oilo, the Zrika of Oilo, that it does bring Kaporo. Eino Din Shetinos Ala Yisoy, of course, should be on top of a Yisoy, on top of the base. That's how Abishmol learned it. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says a little differently. Ma'im omad b'shiyori chatos, she'inu mechapirim ve'inu ru'uim lechapir. He had these words. The shiyorim chatos, they're not mechapir. And in addition, they're not really to be mechapir. Nisonim alei soid, if we go on the yisoid, t'chila soid, the beginning of leilo, she'inu mechapir is, he does mechapir, ve'ru'uim lechapir. It's also really to be mechapir. Einu din, she'tinosan alei soid, of course, will be on the yisoid. So what's the difference between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? So Gemara explains, Mando Ein Mechaprim, Rabbi Shmuel that just says the words Ein Mechaprim, he meant to say Ein Mechaprim B'Shayim Mois Hashana. During the year, it's not Mechaprim, the Shiraim. You don't need the Shiraim to have Kaparo. Habayom Mechaprim Mechaprim, but Yom Kippur does. So it's only Mechaprim usually, but they are right to be Mechaprim. They do have a potential to be Mechaprim, because once a year they do Mechaprim Yom Kippur. Mando Ein Mechaprim Ein Ruim Mechaprim, mean they're not Mechaprim, and they never have even the potential to be Mechaprim. What is that? Ein Mechaprim. Loi, the request of Reb Chaim is Loi b'shara shon, not during the year, but Loi b'yom kippurim, meaning the Shiraim Yom Kippur is also not part of the Kaparo, and that's the Machlokes, is Shiraim Me'akev or not, will be Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara goes on to explain a little bit more. Manan Kaim, what are we talking about? Im le mitzvah, meaning is there a mitzvah to put the Shiraim in the Yisoid? Mitzvah leiten el Yisoid. Of course there's a mitzvah. We learned it before from the Pasuk. He needs to put the leftover blood in the Yisoid. It's not the discussion, should you put the lechatchila, the blood in the Yisoid? Of course you should. But the question is, me'akev, if you didn't do it, it's me'akev the kapara. Continues the Gemara, Mavshimi Masniso Omro Shashiraim Me'akevim. The following braisa tells you the Shiraim are me'akev. The Taninon, the following braisa says, now here we want to tell you that the blood of Chatos needs to be in the top part of the Mizbeach. If you put it in the bottom part of the Mizbeach, it doesn't work. So the braisa says, how do I know that? We learn it from Oilo. Oilo needs to be on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. You put it on top, it doesn't work. So similarly, Chatos, that's supposed to be in the top part of the Mizbeach, if you put it in the bottom, it should not work. So the more you can learn Chatos from Oilo. Why not? Because the Taninon Mal Tachtoinim, Im Nesonon Lamalo Lo Yurtzu, the bottom ones, Oilo, if you put it on top, it doesn't work, because Shein Meim Kor V'Lamalo, they have no Shaychas to the top. There's no part of the Oilo that goes in the top part of the Mizbeach. But Chatos, maybe if you put it in the bottom, will work, because there is a part that goes in the bottom. Which part goes in the bottom? The Shiraim, the leftover blood, does go in the bottom, goes on the base. So Chatos does have some Shaychas to the bottom. So maybe if you did the whole thing in the bottom, it should work. Continues the Brayso, Aprimim Yochichu. What about the blood which is inside? Meaning referring to Chatos Aprimim that are done in the Eichel. Yochichu, that will prove. There is some of it going outside, which is what? The Shiraim, the leftover goes outside. But if I do the entire Chatoi Saprimers, it's supposed to be done in the Eichel. I do them outside in the Azaro, it doesn't work. Even though there's something that belongs there, which is the Shiraim, the leftover that goes in Mizbeach HaChitzon. So you see, the fact that Shiraim goes there doesn't make it okay. So the Brayza says, no, you can learn from the ear, from the inside ones, because the inside ones, the reason why when you put it outside is not good, because the Mizbeach does not finish, it's not Memarek. Memarek means not complete the Avoido. But when you have the Mizbeach, Achitzen, when you put the Korban Chatos, there, when you put the Korban Chatos on top, you're done. You completed what you need to do. Because you're done on the kindness, if you do it in the bottom, it should be okay. Meaning, don't bring me a raya from the inside to the ones that are done in the, on the outside mizbeach. Chatas done on the outside. Because the one done inside, you see, is more chomer. You put it on mizbeach, it's not enough. I still need to do something else. Masha'inkin, the chatas, once I do it on the mizbeach, I'm done. I don't want to do something else. So maybe there you also could be makel to do on the bottom part of the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, Talmud Leimar, Oiso, Shitin Dameh Alaman, Lo Shitin Dameh Alamaton. So the Braisa concludes, I have a pasuk that tells you you have to do it on top, you cannot do it on the bottom. That is the quote of the Braisa. So the Gemara is trying to understand, what does the Braisa mean? The Braisa says that the inner one, the one who go inside the Mizbeach, it's not enough to put on the Mizbeach. You need to do something extra. What's the extra? The Gemara understands, we talk about Shirayim, the leftover. So by Chatos, that goes outside, the Shirayim will not make, that's clear. So that's what it means. You do it on top of the mizbeach, you're done. You don't have to do more. So it's more kal. Mashenka, the ones inside, putting on the mizbeach is not enough. You still need to do something else in order to complete the kapara. What is that? Shiraim. You see that whatever goes inside, shiraim is ma'akfim. So from here, you see that shiraim of Yom Kippurim is ma'akif. So the more I know. And this, we're going to use the Gersh of Abchaim. You know what it means? That it's not enough to do the mizbeach? Sheinu b'markel asos shirayim, that's not enough to create shirayim, to create leftovers. Shaldei abadim adei paroichos am nasos shirayim. Meaning, in order to complete the blood, to do what you need to do, is not enough to put on the mizbech. You also have to put it on the paroichos, on the curtain. You also have to put it bein abadim in Kodesh Kadoshim. So the mizbech is not the sole avoider that you're doing over here. It's only one out of three stages. That's more chomer. Not because you need to do shirayim, and the shiram is ma'akif. So when the Braisa says the words, the Braisa says, let's differentiate between the inner chatoris and the outside chatoris. The inner chatoris, mizbeach, is not enough. You need to do more. The outside chatoris, mizbeach, is enough. So more understood, the avarina means the inner mizbeach, you need to do the mizbeach, plus you have to do shirayim. See, shirayim is ma'akif. Mashaykh, the outer mizbeach, you don't have to do the shirayim. So the more no, both of them you don't have to do the shirayim. Shirayim is not me'akif. What it means that the inner is not enough is you have to do the inner chatoris. You not only put it on the mizbeach, you also have to put it on the pareches, on the curtain. You also have to do the kodesh kadosh with Yom Kippur. So that's the mizbeach itself is not enough. Mashenkin though, outside putting on the mizbeach, that's the main avoido. There's nothing else. You're not putting in the blood any other place. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Omar Avyeisa Masnisa Omro Shein Shirayim Me'akif. The following mishnah tells you the shirayim is not me'akif. Tetaninon im loy nosan loyikev. That's referring to chatoyas apnimis, and it says if you didn't do it, it's not me'akev. So that means you're speaking about the chatoyas apnimis, and that l'chur applies to Yom Kippur as well, that ishiyam is not me'akev. Rebukai b'shea b'yuchanon said, masniso omro, the Braisa says, she'ashrayim me'akev, it is me'akev, tetaninon. It's, the Braisa says, v'chipes migdash ha-koydish, the Pasuk says regarding Yom Kippur, there's mechaper, the migdash, what is that? Zelifnai v'lifnim, that's the Kodesh Kadoshim. V'es oil moyed, what is that? Ze'ahichol. That's what he does in the eichol in front of the pareches on the curtain. V'es mizbeach, the mizbeach azov. That's the, what he does, the application of the blood on the mizbeach azov inside. Yechaper av ala azores. What's ala azores? What's outside of the eichol? Ma'isach kapor ba azores. What are you doing in the azores? Lo yashirayim? The shirayim. So you see the shirayim is me'akif. Because that's all included in yechaper, the four stages of the avodah. So this is the price that holds the shirayim is me'akif. So continues the Gemara, Rabbi Berchia, boy, he asked, command the Shirayim Me'akiv, if you hold the Shirayim is Me'akiv, is Mekoyman Me'akiv, do you say that also the place Me'akiv that must be on the west side of the Mizbeach? Another question, Noisna Balailo, can you put it on the night, or it's like the other Matonis that must be done on the day, or Sheikhet Alem Betchilo, what happens if the blood spilled? So in every one of the Avoidas Yom Kippurim, if the blood spilled, you start that Avoida from that place. So if the blood spilled before Kodesh Kadashim, you start from there. If the blood spilled after you put the blood on Kodesh Kadashim, you bring new animals and you start from the Pareches. If the blood spilled after the Pareches, you start again from the Mizbeach. What happens if it's spilled after the Mizbeach before the Shirayim? Do you start there in the Shirayim? Chavirai Bai, the friends of Beis HaMikdash asked, if you hold Shirayim as Me'akiv, is Mechashev Lehem? Can you have a bad Machshava? Machshava, when every carbon is something called Pigul, a person can have a bad Machshava to eat it in the wrong time or to apply in the wrong time. Does Machshava work in Shirayim? Is that considered to be so much an Avoido that Pigul works there? Rav Yudin Bai really asked the question, Ovdu Maim, what happens if they get lost? Shirayim as Me'akiv is still there, but if it's not there, do you say that he needs to start again? Or you say that now that it's lost, you don't have to go back? So the Gemara explains, we're using here the Yerusha of Reb Chaim. Tzrichalei, the whole question is, Kesheloi hitchil liten v'chosru. Before he did the Shiraim, he already got lost. So the question is there a problem or not? Aval, but, im hitchil liten, if you already started giving Shiraim, you didn't give the whole thing, kolam moyde kashumishaya shem Shiraim. Everybody agrees, even though there's leftover, they didn't put on it, it's Shiraim. Meaning, Shiraim is the leftover blood. Even though he didn't put all the leftover blood, only some of it, it's still good enough for Shiraim. Even if you hold Shiraim's Me'akev, he was Yoitze. Here's the one that says, Tani, the Braisa brings Moyalim Hayu Bedomim. There is Me'ila Midoraisa on blood. You're not allowed to use the blood. The Mishnah that says there is Me'ila, that's clearly Derabon, that's after the mitzvah was done. But here we're talking before he did anything with the blood. Is the Me'ila there or not? So Brisa says, Moyalim, Yubadomi, Divir, Amir, Yab Shimon, Amir, Shimon, Old, there is Mila Badomim. The Choy Moyim, and Mila Badomim, there's no Mila Badomim. Ravo, Beshua, Birchanon said, Kiadam, who, Benefesh, Yichaper, that's a Pasuk. Ain Lechaboy, Ela Kaparas, Nefesh, Bilat. It says, Nefesh, Yichaper, does only Kapara, there's no Mila by the blood, that's your lunch on the Pasuk. Abhir, Beshua, Birchanon, it says, the Pasuk, Kol Oichlov, Yikoris. Anybody who eats the blood gets Karis. Ain Lechaboy, Ela Karis, Nefesh, Bilat. The only thing you have by blood is Karis, you don't have Mila. So we have two psukim over here. How do you know there's no me'ila? What's the difference between the two drushes? If one donated blood to Bedek Abayis, to Beis Hamikdash, there will be the nafkarin between the two psukim. Man do'ama, the one who learns from the pasuk because that says, En l'chaboy l'kapar's nefesh v'va, there's only kapar's nefesh. So kapar, this one, which was donated to Beis Hamikdash, there's no kapar, it's not an avoido, it's not a korban. Yesh bo me'ila, there will be me'ila. That's the Gisa Reb Chaim. Mando Omar, in the Chaboy, the Chorus Nevesh Bavan, but Mando Omar, the learns, because it says in the Pasuk, the blood, anybody who eats blood has only Chorus, there's no meal over there. Mashallah, there's never meal over there. Zeo Hil Vesh Pokoris, there's Chorus, because, meaning it's included in the Chorus, because it is a blood, and any blood has Chorus, so then is Ein Bo Mehilo. So there's no Mehilo. In other words, you learn from the Pasuk that says it's for Kribonis, not for Mehilo, or you learn from the Pasuk it has Chorus, not for Mehilo. If you learn from Kribonis, only something which is a Korban that won't have Mehilo. But if you learn from the Pasuk of Chorus, any blood has Chorus, and therefore there's no, for then you learn there's no Mehilo. Continues the Gemara, we're using here the Gears of Rab Chaim. Also Rabbo Barchio B'Shua B'Yachanon, and he said the following. Higdish Adal Bedek Abayis, Moyal Limboy. He said this statement, that by Dam that comes to Bedek Abayis, there is Mehilo. Rav Zeir was very happy because he's the one who said that's enough community between the two pshatim. Do you have me'ilo when there is when he goes to Bedek Abayis? So the Rabbani is somewhere. We talk about a Kodeshitas Rabbanon that usually there's no blood in there's no me'ilo in blood. So here he comes and tells me that if it was Hegdish or Bedek Abayis, it wasn't a korban. There is me'ilo. So that works nicely with the Chiddush that Rav Zeir said that if you learn from the pasuk of korbanis something which is not a korban, there will be me'ilo. So that's why Rabbi Zeir was very happy. What do you have in your hand? He's talking to Rabbi Shimon, the holds there is Me'ilo in blood always. And I want to tell you that if he goes to Bedek Abayis, there's also Me'ilo, because even blood is a korban that according to Rabbi Shimon has Me'ilo, that's only before Kapara, and after Kapara. So I tell you, Bedek Abayis, there's always Me'ilo. But it doesn't mean there's no riot of Zeir that according to Rabbanan, sometimes there will be Me'ilo in blood if it's not a korban. Continues the Gemara, Bob Brady of Chia Barbo said, Kach Mishivim Rab Meir Rab Shimon Lechachomim. This is Rab Meir Rab Shimon and tell Chachomim that they say that there's no Me'ila and Domim. They tell him, Ilu Mochron, if I sell the blood and I get money for the blood, Shemeinu Tevis Dmeim, doesn't the money have a Kedusha? And if it has Kedusha, it's then Me'ila. How can it be that the money that comes from the blood does have Me'ila? And the blood itself doesn't have Me'ila? So then we're polygalahi domar ablozer. This idea that we assumed that the money that comes from the blood does have me'ilo argues what ablozer said. What ablozer said, yesh men shomu lo neni v'lem rallying. There's things that we said that there's not l'enjur midrabanan, but there's no me'ilo. Lefikoch imokram eino tevizid mem. So if you sell them, the money won't catch the kedusha, it won't have me'ilo on the money. Some that they said there's no me'ilo. Then maybe the money will catch gedusha, will have me'ilo in the money. Which ones are you talking about? So he explains this shulam mizbeach haprimi v'aminoiro. The dirt of the mizbeach haprimi and the minoiro loy nani v'loy malim. There's no me'ilo over there. You're not allowed to enjoy it, but there's no me'ilo. But there lefikach imochom toifes edmeim. There, when you sell it, the money does have gedusha and does have me'ilo. Hadomim, when we speak about blood, the din is loynenim v'loy malim b'hem. Similar to before, you're not allowed to enjoy it, but there's no din me'ilo. But lefikach imachron, but if he sells it, ain't a tefesed mem. The money won't catch kedusha and won't have me'ilo on the money. What's the difference? So the way Reb Chaim explains is that when we talk about dishun, mizbeach ha'pnimi, and the menorah, there midoraisa, the din deraisa, and a toira, there's a din loynenim, we're not allowed to enjoy it. Which tells me midoraisa, it's kaddish. And the reason why there's no din me'ilo, so there's a separate din, because when they become the dirt, there's no new hegdish repe. That's what the Ritbaz explains. And therefore, it doesn't have a din me'ilo. It's a technical thing that there's no me'ilo. But there's a real gdush over here. So therefore, when you sell it, the money has gdush and the money does have me'ilo. Masha'en, can we talk about the blood? Once you did the mitzvah of the blood, there's no gdush. The only reason you're not allowed to enjoy it is only din derabanan, it's not din deraisa. So therefore, if you sell it, the money doesn't have gdusha, it doesn't have a din of me'ilo. So the Gemara says, this Reb Elazar argues what we said before, that there is me'ilo in the money that comes from the selling of the blood. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Yuma Daf Lametes.